Blog Talk Radio.
You guys, if you guys hear my music, that is the classmate song, Anything. So if you guys don't have their album, go out and get their album. They're fabulous. So welcome, you guys. Today is Thursday. This is your girl, Gina Cherie, and you guys are once again tuned in to GSL Radio. Thank you, guys. Yeah, give me all those hearts. I like the hearts. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, you guys, so there's only like two things that I want to talk about. So people are in my inbox today asking me if I was going to go live today and talk about a particular subject. So everybody else is talking about it, so let's jump into it really quickly, you guys. I am live, so if you guys want to stay in the conversation by leaving me comments, you guys, I am on Instagram and Facebook, so if I don't quite get to your message, don't get me, okay? Don't come for me, okay? But you guys also can call into my radio show at 516-387-1939. Again, that's 516-387-1939 if you guys want to be part of the show. So let's jump right into it. So there's two topics today. So I know everybody is like throwing heat at this Derek. Is that his name? Derek Jackson? I think that's his name. Correct me if I'm wrong. Somebody leave it in the comment for the right name. But he is the same dude that has been giving, I guess, relationship advice and telling women particularly what men to watch out for and what not to date and blah, 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 blah. And I guess he just came publicly that he cheated on his wife at one point, blah, 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 blah. So I know you guys seen it on Instagram. I know you guys seen it on Facebook and everywhere else because everybody is talking about it. So somebody asked me if I was going to talk about it today, or quite a few people did. So I was like, okay, yeah, let's jump into it. We can talk about it. So what are my thoughts? Okay, well, let's jump right into it. So I'm unclear when he cheated. I don't know if he actually said when he did this. Is it recent? Is it before he started doing all of his books and going on live posts and telling people what to look out for? And the fact that he did it, he announced it publicly with his wife. We're going to talk about that whole scene that they did on there too. So that's the question. But my other question is, he's taking a lot of heat. There are people coming from him left, right, and does he deserve all the heat that he's getting? People are coming for his wife as well. So does she deserve the heat? Because I've been reading comments that she's stupid for staying with him and that she's weak and that she's everything other than what her mama named her. So, yeah, right, with the smiley faces. So does he deserve the heat that he's getting? First of all, I think that because I've listened to him speak, I have listened to one of his live postings and stuff like that. At one point, I was going to buy his book, but I didn't. So my personal opinion is, if you're cheating on your wife, but you're telling women what to look out for. I mean, I guess you can tell women what to look out for if you're out there doing stuff, right? But to me, you're a hypocrite. you can't be telling people what to look out for and tell women to know their value, know their worth, and blah, 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 and you're not valuing your wife at home. Now, like I said, I don't know when this came out. What, did he do this before or did he do this right recently? And it's kind of weird to me that it all came out, and it kind of feels like, and this is just my opinion, you guys, so you guys can jump in there, show the comments if you guys want to join the conversation. But for me, it feels a little rehearsed. It's just weird how you came out and said that you cheated on your wife and this and this and that right when you're dropping your book and about healing together. So in order for you to have a book like that, you got to create a scenario or a plot, a story, whatever, to sell the book. So is that the angle? Did this really happen? Is that the angle that he is creating this and his wife is going along with this so that he can have more book sales? I know people have thought about that and they put that in a comment. I've read that a couple of times. Is he doing this, Janelle? Yes. That's for me, after watching the little interview with his wife, first of all, he was holding her hand way too tight, just way too tight. And I remember when she was talking, it was like she was forced to say what she was saying. Like, it didn't seem real. It didn't seem genuine. And I'm not saying it is or it isn't, but in my opinion, from the outside looking in, and of course, that's all we have because we really don't know what's really going on in the inside. It just seems a little rehearsed to me. It seems like he was doing whatever he can to boost his sales. And then, you guys, did you guys see the he reposted a live thing where he was speaking in a third person and was speaking about his own video about himself in the third person, which was a little strange to me. And he was actually giving advice on himself. Like, it was just a little weird. So in my opinion, I think it was more of a rehearsed thing that they did in order to boost his sales for his book. And I remember I was on somebody's comment and I posted something as well, and because they were coming for the wife. First of all, I'm going to need you to take that bonnet off your head. You out here and doing public shows and stuff, and you got the bonnet on your head, and you look like he just let you out the bedroom, like you just woke up and bloop, and then decided to go jump on live. I'm going to need you to stop doing that. So I didn't like that at all. But to hear her speak, it was more of, I don't know, she didn't seem like she was in there. She didn't seem like there was something, like she really forgave him. Like, this was something like, I'm going to stick with him no matter what. It just seems like the words were just coming out of her mouth. You guys know when people rehearse stuff and it just comes out. That's exactly what it felt like to me. But I did leave a comment and said that, you know, at the end of the day, this was between him and her. We can't tell this woman that she's stupid for staying. We can't tell her to leave the situation, because I know there's a lot of people out there that stayed with their baby daddies that did far worse than this. Had you heifers out there fighting in the streets and he making other babies over here, like, y'all know. So for the ones that said that, but dealing with their own mess at home that they're not willing to leave, I don't think you can tell somebody else that they're stupid for staying. At the end of the day, it's her choice. If he did do this, if he did cheat on her, and she wants to sit and take it, well, cool. So it's all her decision at the end of the day. So I don't feel like people should be coming for her, calling her stupid. Now, we got to also remember that we have stuck around with a knucklehead, a male or female, you know what I'm saying? Like, in a relationship because we love that person or whatever the reason may be, we stuck around way too long in a situation that we should have got out of ourselves. So for us to come back and tell this woman that she's stupid and she's ignorant and this low self-esteem, blah, 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 I don't think we should have went there on her on that one. But if he did do all this and then he came out with the videos and all that, you're a bit of a hypocrite. But at the end of the day, I think everybody has said something and did something else. You guys know what I mean. So that's my take on it, you guys. Like, I really don't feel like he can't recover from this. And my other question that I put on Facebook, you guys, are real people really mad about what he did, or are they mad because they put him on a pedestal and you guys put him way up here with all these high standards, not really knowing who he was? You guys are just going off of videos that he created and not knowing the true character of this person. So was it more that you guys were disappointed because this person let you down? Like, I'm really curious. And if your man did that, or if your woman did that, let's reverse the role. Like, would you forgive them? Would you stay with them? Would you see this out? They said he was seeking counsel. They were going to couples counseling. He even brought God into it. That's another thing, you guys. I'm so sorry. Now, no, I'm going to throw shade, but I'm not going to throw shade. How are y'all? Y'all keep doing dirt and then bringing God into it afterwards. I'm going to need y'all to stop doing that. Karen wants to be in the video. I never bought anybody on video, so y'all hold on. Bear with me. Hold on. How do I bring you on video? Let's add you. Well, let's approve you. I think I did it. Okay, Karen, sir, I think I did it. I'm not sure if it goes on, but if you come on, definitely you can join the conversation. And if you guys can call me at 516-387-1939. That is the radio show. Oh, hey, I see you. I don't know if other people... I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. The conversation is beautiful. I just want to congratulate you. I think for me, for Mr. Tuckamaw Jackson, right?
Right.
I think the greatest thing that blows you away is he's so critical of men when he talks, when he gives his quote-unquote advice. Nobody's a relationship expert because every single relationship is different.
Right. Right. Wait, hold on. Since we brought you on, like, I need you to introduce yourself to my audience and let people know who you are first, and then we'll get in. Okay, go ahead. I'll let you have the floor.
My name is Real Life Ryan. I'm the co-owner of a podcast called If You Know, You Know, based here in Phoenix, on the definitely a fan of you and your platform. I've been trying to get you to come sit and meet with me over and over. I know you're super busy, though. I got you.
But you know when black folks say, I got you? You're going to have to, yeah. That's like we're saying we're around the corner. Yeah, and I'm like 2 weeks in. I'm 2 weeks in. So next week, we're going to get there. Yeah, it's going to get there. Okay, so that is true. Like, I've listened to some of his stuff, and he's very critical about other men, black men. Which was kind of disappointing when this came out. And that's why I said for him to be very critical and do and say the things that he said, like, is this a hoax? Could this be something that he is creating to sell his book? Because how can you sell a book that's talking about healing together if there's no friction? What are you healing from? Yeah.
And if you go back and look at her face, she doesn't want to be there.
Right.
But she's also, because if I'm being honest, I have been on both ends of what they're going through in their relationship. Just I'm going to be upfront and honest, right?
Right.
So when it happened, it's that she's supposed to look at it with disgust because that's the natural feeling. I'm so, like, sick that you did this. Her blank stare and her misery in her face tells it now it makes sense, like, she just didn't want to be there. It's probably a hoax. It's probably a media frenzy. The blogger that was posting this quote-unquote conversation, they probably in on it.
Right.
That makes more than anything. That makes more than anything.
And that's one thing for Instagram. I don't know if you guys can hear my guest. Karen is on with me. He has his own podcast, so we're going to leave it in the comments. Definitely leave it in the comments so people can find out where you're at as well. So if you guys are just joining, we are talking about the Derrick Jackson. Is that his last name, Jackson?
I believe so.
That too, right. We don't even know if we're getting the right person. That's the conversation, you guys. And yes, for me, because I sat and I was just, even with the volume off, just so I can like focus on her facial expression. She seemed like her body is there. anywhere else. And you know what? You know how another thing that tells me that she'd rather be anywhere else? Because anybody that has a platform as big as he does, because he has a pretty good platform and he sold quite a few books, they would not come on a live recording with a bonnet on their head. So, and I've seen the pictures before, and the pictures of her before, she was working it, hair done, makeup done, like she was posing, bam. You don't go from that to that doing live shows.
Getting a little stale in the books, get a little stale on Instagram, and now you're booming. So it's brilliant.
Right.
But when you sacrifice your queen or anything, you sacrifice your dignity and your respect for a few $100,000, because he's not gonna make millions off his book, because most people are going, I'm never gonna put anything down. Because now you're a hypocrite. I've heard you like pretty much kick black men down like bad. Like, I mean,
right, you can't. Right, like wash your hands of it. So here's my other question. So, because people are this whole conversation now, for me, are people upset because of what he did? Or are people upset because they put him at this pedestal and they had him way up here and he was so smart and he was so great and he relationship advice this, he could have been the male Oprah.
If we could be honest, right? We could be honest. This uproar is about women who enjoyed another man bashing men.
Right.
So now that's what's tearing him down. That's what built him up for a man who sat in that seat as far as being with a woman or making mistakes. The first thing you do when you hear this guy is go, what are you talking about?
Right.
And again, every situation is the same. There's men who have committed fouls in their relationship, but they still love a girl. Regardless of what the foul is about or where it stems from, if it's a physical attraction, if it's...
Ladies, y'all see my face.
If it's the Eric Manet, oh, I'm a sex addict, whatever the excuse is, you made a mistake, right?
Right. But wait, hold on. Is it, because we keep saying, well, you said that people make mistakes. Yes, I agree with that. People make mistakes all the time. But however, for me, children make mistakes. Grown people make decisions. So when you step out on your spouse, male or female, because there's a lot of females out there that's doing dirt too. When you step up, yes, it's a choice. Because you chose, you knew you was doing wrong, but you chose to do it anyway. You know what I'm saying? So for me, no man can come to me and tell me I accidentally, you don't accidentally pull your stuff out and just slide it. You know what I'm saying? So it's a choice. So I think this is a lesson learned for a lot of people. And one thing that I don't like is, we as a community and black women and black men, we need to stop going against each other all the time. And I think there is too many black women that are just so easily and quickly to bash on a black man.
Now, with that being said, I'll play devil's advocate if you don't mind. The biggest, and I've said this on all of my shows, all of my platforms, the biggest problem in our community, number one, is how we view and treat black women. I do agree with that.
Yeah.
I feel like as a whole, if we treat it, if we love, if we respect it, and when I say black women, I'm talking about your sister, your mom, your girl, your daughter, all inclusive. If we treated them better, our community will flourish.
But it has to happen. It has to happen both ways. The black men have to nourish, respect, and protect us. But we also have to see the value in our black men, and we got to understand. Look, but we got to understand, like, all black men are the same. Now, anybody that's under my voice, you guys heard me say this. So I'm just gonna be blunt with this real quick. There's a difference between niggas and black men. So
black people in general, actually.
Yeah, we have to know the difference between the two. Well, yes and no. Like, yes and no. Yes and right, but the proper love or care for themselves, it has to come from within. And we've had this conversation before on one of my shows, and we talked about, you know, loving yourself from within, because we can't expect, I can't get another grown person to get there. You got to love and respect yourself in order, it's all a mindset. And we said that plenty of times before. It's a mindset. So if you wake up in the morning and say, hey, I'm going to have value in within myself, and you walk in that value, or you're going to have the mindset is this, I'm going to fuck up. I don't care. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's all about the mindset. And that's with everything that you do. True. You're absolutely right. And I can say that, hey, Erica, hey, Rhonda, I can say that within myself for the way that I grew up, and I'm not throwing shade at my family whatsoever, but I'm speaking my truth. The way that I grew up, I didn't see much love. I didn't see much togetherness. It was more yelling and chaos and fighting, and you know what I'm saying? So trying to bring that into a relationship is hard. Because it's possible though, yes, but it's going to take a person to be able to have patience and to be able to be there for the long run and to be there and watch me go through my growth, because it's going to take time. You know what I'm saying? And
what you got to do is for me anyway, right?
Hey, Kina. Yeah.
Down to my core, and then I had to realize the role I played.
Yeah.
Because whether or not I was right or wrong, I played a role in my own heart, as we all do.
Yeah.
Right? And then I had to, what am I looking for in her that I don't already have in me?
Hmm.
What about, is it the compliment that made me feel good? Is it the sex? Is it, what am I looking for that's so important that I don't already have? Once I can figure that out, that, oh, I really don't need nothing. These are the things I like. These are the things that bother me. And I got some indifferent things that it's kind of you do what you want to do. I was able to build myself emotionally. I watched my mom get gunned down.
Mm.
I never had a positive role model in the house. I was the oldest, so everybody, I'm responsible for everybody. I was a young father. I sold drugs. I gangbang. So I played ball, went to college. I pretty much...
You've been there and done that.
I've done everything. So when I look, first of all, and because of that, I think my son is the dumbest person in the world. But that's for another conversation. But because I've done everything, right, wrong, or indifferent, I was able to see where I went wrong at as far as, what am I asking of you that I don't even give me? How can you love me unconditionally when I love me conditionally, or I'm allowed?
Well, I don't believe in that unconditional love, and that's a whole nother topic, and we can put a show together for that. Because that's a whole nother thing for me. But does Derrick Jackson love his wife? I think so. If this is true and he did cheat the way that he said that he did, was it a mistake? No.
That gives me pause as well. Because when it first hit the air, he came out and said, I did not cheat. I am not a cheater. I did not cheat. That, to your point, after he seen the swelling of the tension, then he came back and said, no, I did cheat. I had relations. I dealt with this person, and I was keeping the contact, and I wasn't supposed to. His very first statement, if you go back, he said, I did not cheat.
Well, who does that remind you of, though? Who does that remind you of? No, who does that remind you of? Like, our president, I don't know Monica. I didn't fuck this bitch. I didn't do nothing with this. And all, you did. this woman. Right. But you did. But to me, it still feels like it's a boost to sell their books. You guys, I still got people joining in. Welcome to the show, you guys. I can't get to everybody's name.
I want to say, first of all, thank you for letting me join.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. We'll get...
Like I said, there's a bunch of things we'll cover in the meeting when we do sit down, if we sit down, when we sit down. But I'm here. I just want to stop by and show my love. I'm super appreciative.
Thank you.
If you don't rock with us, I'm going to support you.
Well, we could do it. We could do a show together because now, I mean, we practically just did a show together. So we'll sit down, but drop your link in, drop your info in the link so people that can that are just coming on or don't have it know where to find you, so you can put it in the thing. But we're doing a show. I have a show coming up that I'm hosting, so we'll get together and we'll talk and see how we can put you in the show too. All right. All right. So say who you are again. One more time. Say who you are. What's your podcast?
My name is Real Life Quran. I'm a co-owner of a podcast called If You Know, You Know. The fans here in Phoenix. Big things. We've got a lot of things going on. I'm not going to sit on my property as disrespectful platform. But we are fans of you. You know, we got tremendous respect for you. You come to my Facebook page. My name is Quran Ware. I share all of our we go live. So you'll be able to see the video. I'm about to go live here in about, I'm actually waiting on you.
My bad.
I'm a little late to my fans, but
okay.
I'm about to go live here in about 2 minutes.
Okay.
So, like I said, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You got our support.
I got you. Thank you. I appreciate you. All right. So you guys, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate everybody that is tuned in, that chimes in. Look, there's my word again for my sister's chime. Thank you guys. I really appreciate you guys starting the show and doing all this. Like, I really appreciate the love. So shout out to you. We'll definitely get together and put a show together. So that's cool. So you guys, that's the conversation, the first conversation. So let's jump into the second conversation real quick. So do you guys remember, and I had her name, Rachel, I think, was it Rachel? She's the white lady that appears to be black. She has curly hair, but she portrayed herself to be an African-American woman. So, and this is the reason why I brought up the topic, because I recently seen it on Facebook, and they were talking about honoring her and how she's going to do a whole show and interview about what it is to have black beauty. Y'all see my face. So that caught my attention on because of who it is. And I'm so sorry. Like, how in the hell are you going to take someone that's non-black and do a whole interview about them and black beauty? I don't care how much you think you identify with our community. You are not us. So how dare you try to go on anybody's platform and talk about what black beauty is? That's interesting. And I posted it, Kina. I posted it on my page, and I knew I wanted to kind of briefly talk about this because it kind of rubbed me the wrong way. So, and like I said, if I'm wrong about anything, you guys chime in on and let me know, but I don't think I am, because I remember when she first came out in the news and about how she's black or whatever, and she was not black at all. Did she kind of look? Yes. But is she? No. It's an insult to us who are really black. Yes, and this is why it kind of got up under my skin. And I said, well, I knew I had to talk about this just a little bit when I came back on the show. Yes, it's an insult and it's a disgrace. And I don't care who gets mad about this particular topic. How dare you go and take someone that's not us to talk about black beauty? Don't nobody know about black beauty if you're not black. And I'm just going to put that out there. So I'm curious to see the interview with her. If you're mad, put a cape on and be super mad. I don't care. Because this is something that goes underneath the surface.
And I'm upset about it. And it's just like my sister Kina said, it's definitely an insult to all of my Black queens. How dare you? And how dare anybody go and try to get the interview for this woman to talk about Black beauty? Like, now, if this was a fake post or whatever, cool, let it be that, and don't bring the subject back up. But if this is something that is really going on and she's out here doing interviews about Black beauty, that's how I feel about it. Y'all got that. So, no, I don't agree with it. I don't stand by it. I don't think that anybody should be speaking on Black beauty if you are not Black. You don't know what it is to be Black. You don't know what it is to be a Black woman in this world. So, yes, it bothers me when that came out and I read that. I don't care how much you think you identify. And that's my other thing, too, you guys. Like, everybody wants to be Black until it's time to be Black. Like, I don't understand that. I don't like that. So, and until you actually walk in a Black person's shoes and know what we face on a regular basis, people are great to be out there. You can pretend to be Black. You can listen to our music. You can dress like us. You can talk like us. You can imitate us all you want to. But it's a whole different story when you have to live this way. You guys can put it, turn it on and turn it off and be okay. But we got to get up and we got to face the world as we are every single day. So this is why it kind of bothers me, not kind of, it bothers me that they're going to this woman and trying to have her do an interview and speak about Black beauty. Yeah, it's something that bothers me. So that's the other conversation, you guys. I'm really curious to know how you guys feel about it. You don't have to agree with me. You can definitely disagree with me. You can do whatever, however you feel. It's welcome. Hey, Chase, it's definitely welcome. But it sparks a good conversation. Like, how many more times are we going to sit back and continue letting this happen without speaking on it and just sitting back and letting them create and control the narrative about who we are and as Black women or Black people in our community? It's being done all the time. So, yes. So that is another conversation that we can get into. You guys, like, let me know how you guys feel about that. Does it bother you like it bothers me? Now, if the girl was going on there just talking about beauty, okay, cool. Talk about beauty. And then if she can go in, okay, yes, I think Black women are beautiful. I think white women are beautiful. Asian women are beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's beauty in every culture. Definitely beauty in every culture. I would never take away anybody's beauty in anybody else's culture. But damn, y'all couldn't find an actual black woman to speak about Black beauty. I'm pretty sure there's quite a few Black women out there that could have spoke about that topic. Leave it in the comments, you guys. Let me know what you guys think. Like I said, if it bothers you that I've spoke about this subject, I'm not going to apologize for it. So this is something that needs to be spoken about. I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not coming for nobody else's ethnic background, cultural background at all. But a fact is a fact. And the fact is that she should not be doing this interview and speaking about Black beauty, period. If you guys disagree, I would love to hear what you guys feel about it. Leave it in the comments. You guys can call into the show, 516-387-1939. You guys can definitely do that. And if you guys have a comment about the Derek, is that his name? Derek Jackson. I forgot his name. But if you guys have a comment about that too, you guys can go ahead and leave that in a comment as well. And tell me, guys, let me know what you guys are thinking about that as well. So those are the two topics, you guys. We got about maybe 20 minutes left, if that. But people are asking about, those two subjects. Now, I got quite a few inboxes about the second subject because somebody seen me post it, and so they're asking me my opinion. And I said, well, just wait until I do the next show, and I'll let you guys know what I feel about this. I think her name is Rachel. Rachel Lady portraying Black Beauty. So those are my thoughts about it. So like I said, if you guys agree, cool. If you guys disagree, cool. I'll take your comments either way. I'm not afraid of the backlash that might come for what I've said and how I felt about it. It is what it is. So leave it in the comments for Instagram and for Facebook, you guys, or you guys can call in 516-387-1939. That's all I have for you guys tonight. This is going to be short and sweet, but I just wanted to get out there and say what's on my mind a little bit about these two subjects. I'm curious to know what Derek Jackson was named. Where this goes from here. I'm really curious to know, you know, like, was this a hoax? Did he do this just to sell books? And have his new book that is coming out. I'm really curious to know, you know, the people that put him on the platform that were listening to his every word. Do you guys still gonna listen? Because this is gonna eventually blow over. So are you guys going to listen to him again? Does his word hold any weight? Only time can tell. But they're throwing heat at him left and right. So if he created it, I'm pretty sure he can take it. For the wife, you do what's best for you. Now, nobody can tell you whether you should leave or stay. That's all on you. That's your decision. If you're happy, if you like it, we love it. If that's where you want to be, do it. I think that people should stop putting people on a pedestal and putting so much in one person's word that you get disappointed and let down when stuff like this happens. I never, Kina from Texas, shout out to Texas. I never really listened to Derrick Jackson anyway. I've listened to a few of his tapings when he went live and did a video or something. I have listened to a few of them. And I did go on his site to purchase one of his books, but the book was on audio. So I was curious enough to do that. But then, you know, when that gut instinct gets to talking to you, and you definitely got to listen. So I never purchased the book. So something just told me it's not worth it. So I didn't purchase it. But I think people are going to, once this heat blows over, I think people are still going to buy his book. I think people are still going to listen to what he has to say. I think that he will recover from this. But to be honest with you, I think it's all to sell his book. How can you heal from something? How can you write a book and talk about healing together if you never cheated or if you never created any strife within your relationship, within your marriage in order to write this book? So either you lying or your book is phony, one or the other. But we'll see what happens. So good luck. I hope he sells the books. Good luck to him. Kina, I heard he has a second current mistress who did an interview with a popular podcast. The plot has thickened. What podcast? Do you know, Miss Kina, do you know the podcast? What interview? What popular podcast host? Like, drop the info, DM me so I can, because I know that had to go public. DM me so I can listen to it and find out who the mistress is and figure out what the interview was about. So DM me so I can know about that. So the plot just thickens. Have you seen a picture of the mistress? Do we know what she looked like? Do we know what the mistress looked like? I'm really curious. And please don't tell me she has a bonnet on her head doing this interview. Please don't tell me that. Don't tell me she has. Please don't tell me that. Please tell me that she actually got dressed and did her hair. Tasha K is in YouTube. Okay, it's in YouTube, Tasha K. I'm going to go find that before I go to sleep. Thank you, Miss Kena. Tasha K. So if Miss Kena from shout out to Texas, she said that Tasha K, it's on YouTube. You can find it. There's some type of interview that happened with his allegedly mistress, and her, it's on YouTube. So I'm going to go and watch it, you guys, as I need to know since I brought it up. I want to know a little bit more and see who his mistress is. I'll see if I can DM. Yeah, DM me if you can, and then leave it in, what's your name, and then whatever link it is, and then I'll go and I'll watch it. So then I'll do a short video tomorrow after I watch it and then come back with my second opinion with that one. So, all right, you guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I really, really appreciate it. I will go live again on Sunday. So we recap on Sunday. But I am going to find this YouTube video. So I hope my sister can leave it in the thing. I'm going to go find it. And I am going to watch the interview with this Miss Tasha K on YouTube. So now that it's out there, hey, Martin Jackson, that is my cousin. Shout out to you. You are, shout out to military, anybody that's in the armed forces, whatever branch you're in, shout out to you. Welcome, Martin. I see you all the time, baby. I haven't seen you in a minute, but I keep up with you on Facebook. So thank you for joining in tonight. Really appreciate it. Excellent subject. This is on Instagram, you guys. Mr. James, excellent subjects, G. Thanks for having us. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you guys for tuning in. So before I go, you guys, I want to let you guys know that my other company, so I've been told I need to talk about this. So I'm going to do it real quick, okay? So people that know me know I have my own lip gloss and lipstick line. Yeah. So I'm going to leave the links in there, but if you guys want to go check out my website, you guys, for my lip gloss and my lipstick line at www.vibelip.com. I'll leave it in the comments, but it's vibelip.com. You guys go check it out. All my ladies on there, go check out my lipsticks, my lip glosses. So this is, y'all see this? Mwah. Go check it out, you guys, at vibelip.com. I'll leave everything in the comments, and I also post everything as well. But if you guys want to be part of the show, want to be a guest on the show, definitely follow my show on blogtalkradio.com/GinaSheree. And I always post and leave my stuff in the comments as well for Instagram and for Facebook. And like I said, if you guys ever want to call into the show, my phone number is 516-387-1939. If somebody is listening that can put the number on there, drop it into the comments as well. Somebody please, 516-387-1939 is the phone number to my radio station, you guys. Thank you guys so much. It's been a great pleasure. Okay. Yes, go check it. Yes, go check it out. My friend loves your lip gloss. Hi, thank you. So, you guys, I'm not just buying lip gloss from somebody else and selling it. I'm actually creating my. I create every color that I have. Everything is natural. Everything is. I make sure I have ingredients that everybody can use because I am so sensitive. You guys, like toothpaste breaks me out. Certain soaps break me out, so I have to be very careful what I put on and in my body. So everything is all natural. I make sure of it. I don't have all these funny scents that's in it. I don't have any of that, you guys. But all my ingredients is on my website, so www.vibelip.com. Also, your daughter needs more. Okay, so you fam. So definitely go to my website and then leave it in my DM, Martin, and let me know. I have like 25 shades. Just let me know. DM me and I got you, boo. So that's my fam bam. And I got you. So just let me know. Just DM me. After you go to the website, let me know what colors that you like and DM me. Ow. Also, you guys, I have my sock line out as well. I don't know if you guys know that. I have my sock line out as well for the radio. So everything says GSL on them. So I'm trying to get those out there too, you guys. So if you guys want, and it's, the socks are really cute. They have GSL on the bottom of them. I posted those. I'll post some more for you guys as well. Get those out there. So keep watch out for that, you guys. I got so many things going on, you guys. I do. I have T-shirts with GSL and G-Spot on them. Some of them have been seen. I have shirts for men and women. So you guys check my website out at www.gslradio.com. So that's my other, my site for my radio and everything like that. Like, I'll have merchandise on there. My lip glosses is totally separate entity. So that's, the website is www.buylip for that as well, you guys. But I have my socks, I have my shirts, and I also have hats out, you guys. So everything will be on the website. So just, and in on Instagram and on Facebook. So I'll put everything out there. I think I covered everything. If I missed anything, somebody put it in the thing. Boop. Jackson, all right, I'm going to check it out and DM you now. Okay, definitely go and do that, you guys. But thank you guys so much. I will see you guys again on Saturday or Sunday. I might do a short little video on Saturday, but if not, you guys, it will be Sunday. So you guys stay blessed. Have a great evening. Do something that you haven't done before. You got 24 hours tomorrow. Wake up and be the best that you can be. Love on somebody. If you haven't reached out to an old friend or cousin or a relative, definitely make sure you guys do that. Life is way too short. We need to just spread some love, positive vibes in the atmosphere, you guys. That's what I'm going forth with every single day when I wake up. Positive vibes in the atmosphere. So until then, this is your girl, Gina Cherie. Thank you guys for listening in on GSL Radio. I will see you guys next Thursday. Download the video and share it. All right, share it. Something is wrong with this Blog Talk Radio, I promise you. It stops recording. I don't know why. I'm wondering how much of the show it recorded. It's like it's stuck. Like, what are we doing? This is going to irritate me.